I'll be using the E. coli project that's included in EpiInfo 7. You can open it up and follow along. I'm in the visual dashboard and I've already loaded the E. coli project that's included in EpiInfo 7. If you look at the top of the canvas, the dataset has 359 records. Now we'll navigate to the column chart analysis gadget. The main variable in this dataset is state, and I'll select it, and I'll click Run. Here is the basic column chart showing the number of cases by state, but there are other options, so I'll go to the Gadget Configuration panel and choose Advanced Options. I'll go to the Stratify By box and choose 6. And if you're done choosing options, you can click Run. I'll go ahead and click it just to show you what happens. When you mouse over the columns, it shows you the number of cases per male and female. If you want to change the display options, go back to the Configuration panel, close Advanced, and open Display. You have Colors and Styles, Labels, and Legend. In the Colors and Styles box, I'll click Show Annotations. You can change the composition from side-by-side to stacked or stacked 100, which is 100%. You can change the space between the bars, the orientation of the columns, the color palette, which I will change, and the bar type and the line type. In labels, I'll change the y-axis to number of cases. I'll skip the other labels except the x-axis label type. By default, it's automatic. It will always use the main variable. And if you want to double check, the main variable is always in the upper left corner of the dialog box. Field prompt will use the main variable's prompt value, and only EpiInfo projects will have a field prompt. Custom lets you type your own label, but I'll leave it at state. Now let's look at the x-axis angle. By default, it's 0, but you can change the angle. However, if EpiInfo detects that the labels will overlap, it won't show them. If the labels still don't show up, then you'll need to increase the width of the chart. And you can do that here in the upper left at Width, and I'll change it to 1200. In the Legend box, I'll select Show Legend, and now I'll click Run. And here's the final column chart based on my selections. You have just seen how to create a column chart in the visual dashboard. Thanks for watching, and look for more user support videos coming soon.